you, honey. Before I get started, I'd like to ask my brother George to share a story. And tonight is my technique is a little more, I'm going to call it joyful teaching. And I wanted to start off with a witty story. And my brother is probably the wittiest man I know. And I thought it would be a blessing for you to hear him. So, George, if you come up, star six.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This
okay,
is titled.
Can you hear me, George?
Yeah.
Yeah. Smartest people in the world. We have a doctor. We have a lawyer. We have a little boy and a priest. They were out for a Sunday afternoon flight on a small private plane. Suddenly, the plane developed engine trouble. In spite of the best efforts of the pilot, the plane started to go down. Finally, the pilot grabbed the parachute, yelled to the passengers that they had better jump, and then he bailed out. Unfortunately, there were only three parachutes remaining. The doctor grabbed one and said, "I'm a doctor. I save lives, so I must live and jump out." And he jumped out. The lawyer then said, "I'm a lawyer, and lawyers are the smartest people in the world. I deserve to live." He also grabbed the parachute and jumped. The priest looked at the little boy and said, "My son, I've lived a long and full life. You are young and have your whole life ahead of you. Take the last parachute and live in peace." The little boy handed the parachute back to the priest and said, "Not to worry, Father. The smartest man in the world just took off with my backpack."
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, George. You know, the things of this earth are confounded to the things of God. I think that was very appropriate. The smartest man took the wrong tack. And I want to share with you tonight, make sure, is everyone on mute?
Star six.
I want to share, my title is, "I Found the Cure." I believe I've found a better cure for COVID-19 than hydrochloroquine. I shared previously that an antidote to the virus is JCIBIC-B, which is Jesus Christ is coming back. That's our antidote. That's what we look forward to. That virus is not going to bother us. Another action for us to pursue is make contagious the love of God virus. So we are fighting back the adversary with the word of God, and that is what's truth. Well, I've been busy back in the laboratory of God's word and found the cure. Are you ready for this? One verse sparked my desire to keep looking for the cure was in 2 Peter 1:3. Our Heavenly Father tells us He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through a knowledge of Him. And we know from the Word that God is not a man that He should lie, that all good things come from Him. So we know that sickness, a virus, could not come from God. So I started looking as a faithful workman in the Word to find the answer. And I think I found it. I don't think I will get millions for this discovery from the pharmaceutical companies, but we can get millions of souls to try a clinical study, and their lives will change from darkness to light. Are you with me? Here it is. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." Merry also means blessed, glad, joyful, and the word medicine can also be translated as cure. So, a literal translation would be, "A merry, glad, joyful heart makes an excellent cure." So, do we go around finding silly jokes to make ourselves laugh? It's bigger than that. But we have light hearts, knowing that God has our backs, that He's got a plan for each one of us. From our heart comes our mind, will, and emotions. We choose what we will believe in and put our trust in. We heard last night that when we trust God, we will rest, we will have confidence, He will bless us and care for us. The first component of this cure that I found is a heart that is walking in the Spirit of God, operating in joy, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, faith, etc. Proverbs 4:23 says, we need to guard our hearts continually. We monitor what influences our thoughts and desires, decisions. God's word is our heart monitor. There's a second part of Proverbs 17:22 that I want to share, and it's that conjunction that God uses, but in contrast to that merry heart, a broken spirit dries up the bone. Broken means wounded, disappointed, discouraged. It saps the strength and excitement of life, out of life. It leaves people helpless and hopeless. And that's what most of the world is suffering with right now. They don't know of a hope. They don't know what a future is all about. But we have the Word of God. We have experienced that love of God. Proverbs 12:25, the Amplified says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but an encouraging word makes it glad. And today the fields are ripe for encouraging those that are in fear. Let's look at Proverbs 15:13, verses 13 and 15. It says, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Each one of us, as we walk in that confidence and that joy of the Lord, will have a continual feast. We won't have anything lacking. What causes a broken heart? The cares of this world, lack of time, energy, money, sickness, broken relationships, lack of spiritual food, to name a few. So a blessed, joyful, thankful heart takes the weight off of us, and we are carried by our loving Heavenly Father. You know, one thing that Jesus said, he says that my yoke is light, that his burdens are light. And of a man that had probably the greatest burdens in the world, it's pretty amazing that he could see that, say that, and yet we're going to see why he did say that. Jesus is the second component of this cure. The first one is the heart walking in the Spirit. The second one is Jesus Christ. John 16:33, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. That's the heart of our Lord. John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The world's cure is fear. The cure for COVID-19 and all other oppressions is looking unto Jesus, because he has given us his joy as well. No man has ever carried more heartache, rejection, and suffering than Jesus, and no man has had more compassion, obedience, and faithfulness than our Lord. We will see true joy in his life. Remember that the merry, joyful heart doeth good, doeth an excellent cure. Hebrews, if we look at Hebrews 12:1-2, we'll see Jesus' heart in his lifestyle. It says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, every burden, and the sin which is so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Can you imagine that? He knew, he heard the prophecy that he would be marred so bad man would never be able to recognize him. He would go through torture. And yet there was joy. And this joy is going to be a part of our cure. So hang in there. This endure the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The joy of the Lord was his strength, you would say. You could say. John 17:13 is a wonderful verse that I found working this, that is just amazing into that joy that Jesus had. And Jesus is talking to his Father. His hour is coming to fulfill the Father's will for him to die and be buried and raised again. And he talked about his joy. I will share from the Amplified for more emphasis. And now I am coming to you, Father. I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that my joy may be made full and complete and perfect in them, in his disciples, that they may experience my delight fulfilled in them, that my enjoyment may be perfected in their souls, that they may have gladness within them, filling their hearts, that joy that he had would be a delight for us, an enjoyment, gladness. I would never think of that with Jesus, that he, everything he did, can you imagine him feeding the multitude? What a joy that must have been to heal, to set people free. It was joy in his heart that he could do those because he knew he was doing the Father's will. And he passed on that joy to each one of us, just as he passed on that peace that he had. He bequeathed that peace to us. Well, he's bequeathed his joy, that same joy that he had that he could endure the cross, is in each one of us. So when we are challenged with sickness or heartache or oppression, we look to him and see and receive that joy that we can make it through because our Father's there and we have that same joy that Jesus had. Jesus' joy was to be full and complete and perfected in each one of us. I just can't imagine that. We are complete in him. We have his peace. We have his joy. We have his hope. Wouldn't his joy be the ultimate cure for everything life throws at us? Can you see we found the cure? Our new confession should be, no fear, Jesus is here. But I must tell you about the side effects of this joyful heart. It causes a voracious appetite. Jeremiah 15:16 says, your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. God's word, when we start to receive it, we want more, more and more. We just eat more and more of it. And Job said it was more than his necessary food. And Job experienced great suffering, but he never rejected God. God was his necessary food, his word. So two men that suffered tremendously and yet had great joy and blessings. A merry, joyful, glad heart makes an excellent cure, a perfect medicine for the storms of life in Jesus' name. The joy of the Lord is found in our hearts. It is our strength. So we could say, in the manifestations, it talked about in our DNA. Well, I'm going to say joy in Jesus is in our DNA. So I'd like to close with that. But Father, I thank you that joy, joy, joy is bubbling inside of us, that we can have that confidence and assurance that any opportunity that comes against us to challenge us, that we have that same strength that our Lord and Savior did, and as he, for the joy that was set before him, took on everything that he needed so that we would be complete. And now we have his peace, we have his joy, we have that hope of him coming back any moment of the day. And Father, I thank you that our hearts are just ready to share your word and and have that encouraging word for those that are hurting. And boss, I thank you for health for each one of us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. And I thank you, Father, for another day to make his story known. In Jesus' name, amen.